David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic and guide to all things cinematic. How's that? He joins us weekly. The films are American Dharma, Clemency, and Just Mercy. Hi, David. How are you? Is there a theme?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, Jill. And yeah, there's sort of a theme. All three of these movies are connected with real life things, real life occurrences. They're not complete fictions. And the first one is not a fiction at all because it is a documentary. And it is not in really wide release. This is a movie that had trouble finding distribution, although it's, I think it's going to be more, it is available now, and it's going to be more and more available for people to see as the immediate future unfolds. This is the latest movie by Errol Morris. Errol Morris is a terrific and very interesting documentary maker. His most famous movie is The Thin Blue Line, which is just a terrific documentary from quite a long while ago now about a man who was in prison for something he did not do, which is another theme we will be following up today. But American Dharma is a very different kind of documentary. Errol has made a lot of documentaries since then, and this is his latest one, and it is all about Stephen K. Bannon, the person who was for a while a top advisor to President Donald Trump, and before that to candidate Donald Trump, I guess. In any case, he is a very controversial figure because he is someone who believes in what I believe he has called the deconstruction of the whole present way that the American state is governed. He is sort of a radical conservative. He is so conservative that he isn't even conservative and has all kinds of extremely controversial views. He is very invested in conservative kinds of government, conservative kinds of ideology, conservative kinds of religion, and they're all sort of garbled up in his mind. And he was advising Trump for a long time. Eventually, he proved so radically conservative that he couldn't even survive in the Trump circles, and is now kind of out and is now apparently going to other parts of the world and trying to instill his values there. Again, these extremely ultra-conservative values of his. And what Errol Morris has done is to make a documentary about this strategist and advisor and political gadfly, which gives him a really very ample opportunity to express his views and to speak what he believes and to kind of make a case for the crazy, in my opinion, the crazy things that he believes should guide our thinking about politics and culture and society. And for this reason, the movie has become very controversial. As I said, it has had trouble finding really widespread distribution, although it now is getting out to the public. And I personally, again, I, as somebody who really disagrees with virtually everything that Bannon does believe, I think this is a marvelous opportunity for people with my point of view to learn what the enemy is thinking. I think that's crucially important for all of us. Listen to what the other side is saying. Listen to the case they're making. And in this case, Bannon gets to speak his views and to make a case for the things he believes. And Morris listens very respectfully and at times disagrees very forcefully and points out the downside in the various things that Bannon says. So it really ultimately, it is not simply Morris does not allow his movie to become simply a mouthpiece for Bannon to expound his views and convert the world. It's a very skeptical view of Bannon, but it really does allow Bannon to speak his piece, and I think that's extremely important. I found it fascinating to watch. Interestingly, Bannon is a big movie fan. He's been involved in the movies over the course of his career. One of his favorite movies is a marvelous war movie called 12 O'Clock High, starring Gregory Peck. And there I totally agree with Bannon. It's a terrific movie, although I think we see it through very different lenses. And so it's interesting that this movie has Errol Morris's movie, American Dharma, has a very strong movie connection because it starts its connection with Bannon through this connection that he has with this marvelous movie called 12 O'Clock High. And then it proceeds from there. And again, Bannon gets to expound his views. A lot of it his sort of talking head interview. Morris loves that kind of filmmaking. He loves to let people simply allow people to speak directly to him and thereby directly to the audience watching the film. But there are other sort of cutaways and other things woven into it. Errol Morris is very much an art filmmaker, so we're not watching an hour and a half here of Bannon talking into the camera. There's a lot of other material, very artistically interwoven. Anyway, American Dharma is well worth seeking out. If you agree with Bannon, you'll hear a lot of things you agree with. If you disagree with Bannon, which I certainly do, it's a very good chance to get an insight into the things that he believes and perhaps a little bit of wisdom as to why he believes the things that he believes. And again, Morris challenges them, and I think those are the most important parts of the film, and I just found the whole thing absolutely fascinating. Errol Morris's theme, the great theme of his whole career, has been people who have deluded themselves into believing things which the rest of us are not likely to believe. And Bannon definitely becomes unmasked as one of those people. And it's a fascinating documentary, American Dharma. I highly recommend it. Second movie for today that I'd like to talk about is called Clemency, a very simple one-word title. And this movie was written and directed by a new filmmaker named Chinonye Chukwu, who I think has a tremendous amount of talent, and it stars Alfre Woodard and Aldous Hodge. And Woodard in particular, I think, gives one of the most moving and just bold and courageous performances of the year. Clemency, as the title might suggest, deals with the question of justice versus mercy. Those two things are unfortunately often opposed in the so-called criminal justice system. And although the movie is not based on a real-life case, it was inspired by the execution of a condemned prisoner back in 2011. Who was executed for having murdered a police officer. And that story, the guy's name was Troy Davis, and that story got a lot of interest from various human rights groups at the time, because a lot of people felt that Davis was innocent of this crime and should not be executed. He was, in fact, executed, and that is what sparked the making of this movie, which, again, is not based on this case, but it was inspired by that case. And here is what Clemency is about. Clemency is about a man who is on death row, and his execution is coming up. And we also meet a couple of other prisoners who are in a similar situation, one of whom is executed during the course of the movie. The movie starts with the execution of a condemned prisoner, and you find out right then that this is not going to be a happy movie. We have a man who is placed onto the gurney and who is given his lethal injection and who dies. And this is the beginning of a movie. Fascinatingly, by the way, this movie was released 2 days after Christmas. I'm not going to call it a holiday film, but it's an interesting counterbalance to the kind of fluff that tends to dominate the movie scene during the holiday season. Now we are out of the holiday season, so we can all think more serious thoughts. But the movie does begin with the execution, the lethal injection of a prisoner. And then we get into the main part of the film, which is about this other prisoner who is on death row. His name is Anthony Woods, and he has maintained his innocence all along, and there are people who support his claims of innocence. We see them protesting outside the prison. But the main character of the movie, interestingly, is not the condemned prisoner, but the warden of the prison. Her name is Bernadine Williams. She is played by Alfre Woodard, and she is absolutely the main character of the film, because what this movie is really about is not so much the execution of the condemned man as about the psychological effects that this has on the other people in the prison who have to carry out this sentence. And the whole movie, almost the whole movie, is simply the days leading up to the execution of Anthony Woods and the effect this has on the people in the prison, especially the warden. Now, the warden does not have any stake in whether or not he is innocent, whether or not he is guilty, whether or not his upcoming execution is right, whether or not capital punishment is right. This is her job. She has to usher this whole thing through, you might say shepherd this whole thing through to completion. And it takes a tremendous psychological toll on her every time it happens. And it happens periodically because of the kind of prison that she is the warden of. And that is really what the movie is about, the psychological effects, you might say the spiritual effects on the people who are involved in carrying out this sort of sentence, which is simply, as we see in the movie, a procedure that has to be carried through under the law. We get a lot of glimpses into Alfre Woodard character's personal life. She has, for example, a very interesting relationship with her sort of second in command in the prisoner, and he tries to sort of lighten up her life a little bit without very much success. We see her husband, played by the wonderful Wendell Pierce, who takes a toll on him as sort of a second-hander. He's a school teacher. But we have her having this terrible psychological burden of this upcoming execution, and then we have him as her husband, and he having to kind of support her through this sort of thing. This is not the only time this has happened in her career. It is not the only time it will happen in her career, and that is what the movie is about. Another thing that the movie is about is about the tremendous wealth of African-American performers that we have here in the world. Not the entire cast is African-American, but a very great part of the cast is. The writer-director is as well. And we get reminded again of the tremendous talent that is out there in the world among the African-American members of the film community, and how they often do get short shrift in the white-dominated, and by the way, the white male-dominated movie world. And this movie is just a wonderful reminder of the tremendous talent that is there. But above all, it is a serious, serious, serious look at the whole issue of capital punishment through one particular fictionalized case. I am an opponent of capital punishment, always have been. I very much appreciated the film's implicit coming down on my side of that issue. But however you feel about capital punishment, this is a movie that reveals an awful lot and approaches the whole thing through this very unusual method of dealing with the people who have to carry out the execution, and not only with the condemned person, although Aldous Hodge's performance as a condemned person is also absolutely a marvel. So it's a movie I recommend very, very highly. It is a totally serious, somber, ultimately tragic film, but I think it's a very important one. And finally, Just Mercy, which is a new movie, which is directed by and co-written by Destin Daniel Cretton, who is a Hawaii-born filmmaker. And in this case, we have a film which is based very directly on a real case. This is about a young man named Brian Stevenson, who gets involved with the case of a person who has been arrested for and is then convicted of murder, played by Michael B. Jordan, and played by Jamie Foxx. And that is what this movie is about. It is about a man who has been arrested for a crime, and it looks like he is going to be given the death penalty, or at the very least, life without parole in prison for this crime. And as the movie unfolds, we see more and more clearly that it is just impossible that this man could have committed this crime, this murder. It was a terrible, terrible crime. And everybody in this southern community is absolutely exercised about it and really wants somebody to be punished for this horrible, horrible murder. But it really becomes clear that this guy, whose name, by the way, is Walter McMillan, that he could not have committed this crime. He was at a fish fry at the moment when the crime took place. There were lots and lots of people there who can testify that he was there. He was nowhere near it. On top of that, the other circumstances. Circumstances that are connected with his supposed connection with this crime are just absurd. It's simply impossible. But emotion in the community is running very, very high. There is a sheriff, there are others in the official world who absolutely demand that somebody be punished for this and be punished for this very quickly. And they are determined to, I would say, railroad this guy to his death. He is arrested and he is locked away, and things look very, very grim for him until this young attorney, idealistic, pretty fresh out of law school, decides to get involved with this case and ultimately manages to, well, I won't say whether he succeeds or not, but he manages to make a tremendous, tremendous difference. This is another movie which is so wonderfully acted. Michael B. Jordan is absolutely terrific as this young, idealistic attorney. Jamie Foxx, who is a terrific actor, is marvelous as the person who has been arrested and obviously unjustly arrested and convicted of this crime. I have to mention Tim Blake Nelson. I'm just fresh off seeing him in the Watchmen series. He's a very interesting actor, and here he plays a person who gives testimony, which helps to condemn one of the main characters of the movie. And Tim Blake Nelson gives a remarkable performance about a white man who has been through a tremendous amount of unhappiness in his own life. and who has given false testimony and who is kind of sussed out for this. And it's a terrific performance. But the main performances of the movie that really count are those of Michael B. Jordan as the lawyer and Jamie Foxx as the convict. Again, marvelous, marvelous performances that just show that we have a tremendous wealth of African-American talent in American cinema that too often gets brushed aside in favor of the big, comic book movies that so much of our movie-going lives seem to be invested in these days. So Just Mercy is a tremendously important movie because it is, again, very directly based on a real case. It is very suspenseful. It has what, to me, was a somewhat surprising outcome. And it has a whole lot to say about race relations as well as the criminal justice system in America. So that is my somewhat serious story this week, Jill.
Sounds extremely edifying. Thank you very much, David Sterrett. Films in Focus, the films American Dharma, Clemency, and Just Mercy.